Blog Talk Radio.
Stinking, thirsty, stinking, thirsty, stinking, stinking, thirsty, thirsty.
Hefty bags with unscented odor block technology help neutralize odors and stop the stinkies.
Stinky, 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 stinky.
With unscented odor block technology.
For that, Brother O. This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the Know Your Rights show, and I'm your host, Kara Strength, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in family 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. And of course, this is brought to you by them boys from Looking Glass Entertainment. Before I begin, I would like to thank Brother Oladeli and the ONE Dynasty family for giving me the opportunity to share my story and my perspective. They're going to block me because of the song. All right. So I want to thank everyone, family, for sticking with me. The first thing I want to say is this is my two-year anniversary. I've been on this great network for 2 years now. They put up with me, and it's been quite a ride. I think I have 34 connection records, 33 in a row or something like that, but who knows. But it's been great. I've had great mentors. I want to thank Brother Oladeli. I want to thank Brother Huni Bakatun and Jerry Petito for guiding me along when I got started. We have a lot of great new young hosts that are on this network, and they have great mentors. Angela, I can't leave her out, that are here to guide them along also, and it's been a great ride. So this is my two-year anniversary. I'm still here, and I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to be here. So tonight we're going to talk about, the topic is The Personal Nature of Reality by Seth. So I want to read a little poem just to get started. Intuition is your soul whispering the truth to your heart and hoping that you hear. And that was written by Kate Spencer. Okay? So let's talk about Seth a little bit before I get started and why I'm interested in giving us a taste, just a taste of Seth. Okay, I'm no Seth expert. I kind of want to do like a Hoonie Bakatoon type show, you know, talk a little bit, play some music, and keep it going from there. So we want to talk a little bit, about this. All right. So you're probably asking with Terrace, you know, why are you, you know, what is the big deal about Seth? And as I was saying to the Facebook family, one of the reasons I'm always interested, I'm always reading a lot of different books, and I'm always interested in terms of my own growth, looking into trying to think the way I thought before I incarnated back here. You know, how do souls look at it on the other side before they come here? How do they see things? So we have plenty of books down here. The Course in Miracles was a channel text. You have the Seth books that were a channel text where they channel. Lazarus is another one. So you have a bunch of them. I know everyone thinks that if it doesn't come from the Bible, it's evil, and I get that, Christians. But that's a belief. So there are many other texts down here to help us, to help guide us and give us more information to help us to figure out how we're to move down here and how we're to evolve and how to raise our frequencies. So I like to read books like that to give me that perspective in terms of how they look at it or how I looked at it before I came back here. All right? So tonight, you know, we're gonna have a conversation about Seth. I'm gonna do some readings. Please call in, family. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Of course, this is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And if you wanna contact me, you can contact me on Facebook, Instagram, and I'm also on YouTube. Let's say Facebook, Instagram. I'm leaving out one, but I'm on all of them. So you can contact Terrace Smith if you have any questions or want to talk about some of these things that I talk about on my podcast. All right, so let's get started. I want to say one more thing about this Delta virus right now. Right now, it seems like this country is at it again. We're seeing an increase and a spike in the Delta virus, and now this whole vaccination issue is coming to a head. I just heard recently that New York is going to make it mandatory for everyone to be vaccinated that are working, so you know it's coming down the pike, family. We've been having discussions on this network for I don't know how long now about whether to take the vaccination or not take the vaccination. Well, it looks like this thing is about to come to a fever pitch. So listen, we just need to stay focused on what we're trying to do, keep our head on a swivel, and try to do what we feel is right for us and let the chips fall as they may, family. But I see this thing coming to a fever pitch, so hold on to your jackets. All right. So let's talk about, who is Seth? Seth is an internationally acclaimed spiritual teacher who spoke through the author Jane Roberts while she was in a trance. You know, on the Terra Strength Show, we've had psychics on here, we've had mediums, we've had numerologists, we've had sidereal astrologists, we've had regression therapists, we've had shamans on the show. So we've explored many different, a future visioning expert. We've explored many different metaphysical tools that are available to us and trying to make us aware of our eternal nature. And so we've all had on the show. So this spoke to the author Jane Roberts while she was in trance and coined the phrase, you create your own reality. Seth's empowering message literally launched the New Age movement. What are the teachings of Seth? The core teachings of the Seth material are based on the principle that consciousness creates matter, and that each individual creates his or her own reality through thoughts, beliefs, and expectations, and that the point of power through which an individual can affect change is in the present moment. What are the Seth materials? The Seth material is a collection of writings dictated by Jane Roberts to her husband from late 1963 until her death in 1984. Roberts claimed the words were spoken by a discarnate entity named Seth. The material is regarded as one of the cornerstones of New Age philosophy and the most influential channel text. All right, so let's get into this a little bit tonight. So I'm going to read some excerpts from the book, and we're going to talk about it. Give my opinion. Please call in, family. Again, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And of course, this is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. You must watch the pictures that you paint with your imagination, for you allow your imagination to fall a rein. If you read our early material, you will see that your environment and the conditions of your life at any given time are the direct result of your own inner expectations. You form physical materializations of these realities within your mind. Okay? If you imagine dire circumstances, ill health, or desperate loneliness, these will be automatically materialized. For these thoughts themselves bring about the conditions that will give them reality in physical terms. If you would have good health, then you must imagine this as vividly as in fear you imagine the opposite. So in other words, whatever you are thinking, family, we are literally creating our reality. Literally. You create your own difficulties, and this is true for each individual. The inner psychological state is projected outward, gaining physical reality. And this, regardless of the nature of the psychological state, the rules apply to everyone. You can use them for your own benefit and change your own conditions once you realize what they are. And this is the one I put on my little tag on Facebook, I believe. You cannot escape your own attitudes, for they will form the nature of what you see. Quite literally, you see what you want to see, and you see your own thoughts and emotional attitudes materialize in physical form. If changes are to occur, they must be mental and psychic changes. These will be reflected in your environment. Negative, distrustful, fearful, or degrading attitudes toward anyone work against the self. Okay, I want to read that last part again. Quite literally, you see what you want to see, for you cannot escape your own attitudes, for they will form the nature of what you see. Quite literally, you see what you want to see, and you see your own thoughts and emotional attitudes materialize in physical form. If changes are to occur, they must be mental and psychic changes. These will be reflected in your environment. Negative, distrustful, fearful, or degrading attitudes toward anyone work against the self. So basically, family, what's that saying? Because many of us, we thrive on blaming everyone else for our conditions. We blame everyone except for us. But what we don't understand is that we are creating our reality. Literally, when people understand, they can tell what you're thinking by how you're living, by how you're physically looking. You give off a psychological odor. Either the odor smells good or it smells bad. And sometimes it's in between. But it is all energy. We literally create our reality. We literally see what we want to see. All right, I wanted to think about that for a minute because, you know, when we come back down here and we get into our spacesuits and we decide we're going to be African-American, we decide we're going to live in Bosnia, we decide that we're going to come back as a person that's living in the Soviet Union or one of these other tough places, these are the spacesuits that we have chosen to come in because obviously we needed some things to work on. So we come back down here and we choose these suits because they provide us the vehicle or the opportunity to work some things out that we need to do in order to evolve further. Then we get here and we forget. We forget that we chose it. All right? So the trick about this realm is that we literally create it all. So we must, family, we must challenge our beliefs and look at what we're thinking. Okay? So I wanted to think about that. Brother, oh, you got a little track for us? Brother. All right. So more from the Sep book. Whether or not you realize it, you have pursued your present course with determination, using many resources for ends or reasons that at one time made sense to you. You may say, Poor health makes no sense to me, or a fractured relationship with my mate is hardly what I was after, or I certainly have not been pursuing poverty after all my hard work. If you were born poor or born sick, then it certainly seems to you that these circumstances were thrust upon you. Yet, they were not. And to some extent or another, they could be changed for the better. This does not mean that effort is not required and determination. It does mean that you are not powerless to change events and that each of you, regardless of your position, status, circumstance, or physical condition, is in control of your own personal experience. Okay? I'm going to read this last part again. This does not mean that effort is not required and determination. It does mean that you are not powerless to change events and that each of you, regardless of your position, status, circumstance, or physical condition, is in control of your own personal experience. All right. So what that section is talking about, again, is because, you know, when I hear that section, again, I think about the fact that there are no victims, family. We aren't victims. There are no victims. Many of us, because of our beliefs, we don't believe that we're in control of our circumstances. We spend all the time bemoaning our circumstances because we believe that we are powerless. We've had many things down here to tell us that we are powerless. The man tells us we're powerless. Our families tell us we're powerful. Our wives, our husbands tell us that we aren't powerful. And those are beliefs. Just because they say it, it doesn't make it true. So let's see more about what Seth is talking about. You see and feel what you expect to see and feel. The world as you know it is a picture of your expectations. The world as the race of man knows it is the materialization and mossy of your individual expectations. As children come from your physical tissues, so is the world your joint creation. The world as the race of man knows it is the materialization of your individual expectations. As children come from your physical tissues, so is the world your joint creation. I believe I have a caller in the queue. Caller, who am I speaking with? This is the Know Your Rights show.
Hello, Terrence. This is Ty Kane.
Mr. Kane, how are you doing this evening?
I'm awesome. It sounds like you're good too.
Yes, I'm trying to give the world some Seth tonight. I'm humbled by this for sure. So how are you doing, Mr. Kane?
Well, I'm loving listening to you, because I always do, and I love that you're bringing Seth forward again, making it visible, because I started reading Seth, that very book that you talked about, The Nature of Personal Reality. I started reading that in 1975, and
wow.
It changed my entire life, literally changed my whole life.
It seems to be doing that with me and the people around me also. So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, when you discover that you're not, like you were saying, when you discover that theoretically, it takes a while to own it emotionally, but to realize we're not victims of the world, we're creators of the world around us.
Exactly.
Changes every single thing about the whole world and about your life.
Yes.
And
yes.
Seth was the first, it was interesting what you read there. It was interesting that he actually, that they said in the information about him that he coined the term, you create your own reality. That was the first time I'd ever heard of that. And it just blew my mind. And then he goes on to explain how you create your reality and how you can change it and how powerful we really are. And they were about, if you go to a metaphysical bookstore, you don't have bookstores much anymore, but there used to go to the Bodhi Tree here in Los Angeles, and the Seth shelf was about 3 feet wide, and there were about 30 books on there, all of them by Seth, all different books.
Wow.
It's amazing stuff, and it's The Nature of Personal Reality, for those listening, that's the one I love the most. It's one you and I've talked about before. It's the most practical. It tells you, here's how you create your reality, and here's how you can create it better, because the whole point of this stuff is to have more fun and create more success.
Yes, 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 yes.
And that's the ultimate gift of metaphysics. It teaches us how to create our reality better and how to create, like he was saying, if you look at your world, it's a reflection of your thoughts and your beliefs and your emotions. And if you learn how to change those thoughts and beliefs and emotions, as you know, when I was on your show a couple of months ago, I talked about I learned that stuff from Seth, then met Lazarus about six, seven years later, and continued to read Seth and study with Lazarus for the last 40 years. And that enabled me to heal. I was in a hospital with three doctors saying I'd be dead before morning, and I completely instantaneously healed myself from a life-threatening illness. By changing reality, not by getting the right vaccine or the, well, although I agree with the vaccines, I think the vaccines are a really good idea. They work very effectively. But instead of getting medicine to heal myself, I changed my beliefs, changed my reality, healed myself from a life-threatening illness. Years later, healed myself from a suicidal depression instantaneously by changing my future and realizing that I have the power to change the future. You and I have talked about that and had so much fun. If everybody knew they could create their own life, they could create their reality, as Seth said, if everyone knew they could create their future, we would have a beautiful world and everybody would have fun together, which is the ultimate point of being here. We're supposed to be having fun. We were gods and goddesses. We're spirits that are incredibly powerful. We came here not to suffer. We came here to have fun. And then we forgot that. And it's time to remember. So I'm glad you're bringing that book forward for people to go get it. It's on Amazon, The Nature of Personal Reality. It will blow your mind completely, guaranteed, and get you excited about what you can do with your life.
Yes. Yes, you're right. You're right. I mean, it's made an impact on those that are around me. It's making an impact on me. I'm like, man, you know, so it's a fantastic perspective that is very empowering, and it makes you think about what you're
making you think about. What I used to, sometimes I'd pick it up, I'd read one paragraph, my brain would explode, and I'd have to put the book down for another 24-48 hours so I could even just like begin to, what you mean I'm creating every single thing around me, all of it, all the time? Oh, my God. That's big.
Yes. It is big.
And then, as you know, you mentioned in your introduction, what the purpose of this, and what I – literally, Seth led me to my career. I'm a hypnotherapist, and I take people into the future. You know my work is called Future Visioning. And so Seth – reading Seth and realizing that we can create our lives, we can create our future, that was the first step. And I was in sales, and I was miserable, and I was in a bad marriage, and I had just had a life that sucked. And reading Seth, when I was, wait a minute, I can create a different reality. I can create a different future. That literally led me to this career that I've been doing for 27 years now, full-time, taking people into their future and helping them create it. That book started me on the path to this career that I have loved for 27 years.
Wow. You're a beautiful brother, Ty. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your comments on Seth. You know I'll be talking to you anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look forward to that next time and having some more fun doing it.
Yes. Thanks for calling in. We'll be talking shortly. We got a track coming up from Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast from the Shriney, DJ Olasky. He's going to play something for us. But thanks for calling in, Ty. Thank you.
Mama told me never touch a man by the wallet. Keep talking, he can have a
but I feed that pocket. Keep walking. Check the hood and the mileage. Got a let's drive for your fire.
So I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller two, who am I speaking with? This is the Know Your Rights show.
Good evening, Terrace. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp calling in from Houston, Texas. How are you?
Doing great, Ms. Kemp. How are you doing? So last night.
Thank you. I am doing well and enjoying your show. A lot of knowledge. Definitely learning something new because I had no idea about this topic, so I want to thank you for bringing it to the forefront and educating your listeners and people all over the world, because it's so important about mindset and just really positivity of our thoughts and being intentional about what we're thinking and what we allow to surround us, because sometimes people's negative energies, emotions, and vibrations can definitely rub off on us, and then we start to internalize it when in actuality we aren't meant to, you know, listen to that negative energy, and that is not meant to help us. So we have to know how to discern what we are allowing our minds to grab a hold of, and if it's not something that is building us up personally or professionally, if it's not, you know, glorifying, you know, if we're religious or spiritual, or if it's not adding fruit to our overall well-being, then it's time to just check that at the door and keep it moving.
Yes. Yes, yes. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine a couple of days ago, And we were talking about, we were talking about in relationships when, you know, when the boyfriend or the girlfriend is jealous and they think that they have a belief that all men cheat, or the man believes that all women cheat. And, you know, what I was trying to explain is that when you carry that viewpoint, you are telepathically attracting someone to your boyfriend, or you are telepathically attracting someone to your girlfriend, so that you are literally creating the circumstance, the exact circumstance that you don't want. And they were
wow.
Yes. So we have to constantly analyze our beliefs. That belief may have been given by his parent or her parent, but if you accept it, then you begin to create your reality based on that belief so that you can be right. And you will be right. You are literally attracting the circumstances that you don't want. So how do you like that, Ms. Kev?
I love that because it's so powerful, because I've really been tapping into a lot of motivational rooms and stuff on Clubhouse and just being bold and courageous and speaking. And it's so important that you recite affirmations whenever you wake up first. Like, I like to thank God for waking me up to see another day. I'm not perfect, but I'm thankful for progression over perfection. And then I affirm, like I say, I'm healthy, I'm whole, I'm well, I'm walking in abundance, prosperity, and along with other things. And then as you start to recite those things, you start to believe it, and then you start to see how those things come into your life, and how, you know, the gratitude is following you, how the gravitation is following you, and how things are starting to open up for you. So it's kind of similar to what you just mentioned. And I was like, wow, this is such an amazing topic. So I want to just thank you for always, you know, dropping amazing gems and just bringing important subjects like this to the forefront.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for calling. And when is your next show? I know you just had a show. So I guess your next show is...
next show is 4 weeks from yesterday, which will be Labor Day, so September 6th.
Okay, great, great. We look forward to hearing your next show. You're certainly one of the rising stars here at ONA. It's a pleasure listening to your shows, and we look forward to hearing more of it, okay? Thanks for joining us. I guess she's calling. Okay, so I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller three, who am I speaking with?
Hello, how are you, brother?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Equani from Carla from South Carolina.
Yes, how are you doing?
Same here, good brother. First question I had, I wanted to know who that was that you were playing at the top of the show before you came back from your break. What song was that, if I may ask?
You know what?
You know what? You
got to
ask, brother.
Right? Yeah, let's, first of all, this young lady, Kirby Lorien, is a powerful young lady. I know her personally, and she's an up-and-coming superstar. Just signed a record deal with Warner Brothers, and she's a woman, man, that just does her thing. There's a lot of different artists that come along in a lifetime, definitely in generations, that say, you know what, I'm going to do my thing. Kirby's all that. I'm gone, y'all. I have no more to say. I'm the honeybee. I'm all that.
So the first name is Kirby, and the last name is, because I definitely want to look her up. And
Lorien. Lorien. You know, Kirby Yarlin. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. And we're going to get back to this program and continue, you know, this wonderful, wonderful forum. What questions you have right now for Tara Strand?
Well, basically, like I said, I was just giving you guys a call in. And as you guys were just basically just speaking about, you know, controlling energy, controlling our many different limbs, and if we go back to African spirituality, those ancient times, this is what I heard somebody on another show speaking about, the greatness of our African ancestors on the Nile Valley, even looking at the awe of, you know, the many temples, the pyramids and things of that nature. But this is one thing that our ancestors were able to do, catalog our energy centers, catalog, being able to catalog the forces of water, the force of air. And just as our people have become to, we've come to a place, because I knew I grew up in the church, where we basically give it all to God, or give it all to Jesus. You understand, back in those times, we were able to have this divine connection, not through a third party, but it was through our own selves, through our connection to the ancestors, through our connection to the all via our connection of water, our connection of air, our connection of earth, being honest and understanding these things. See, what I see as happening now, we have taken the European mentality and a one that embodies and loves to flaunt materialism and think things about that, and now we have turned that into our God. So those are the voices that speak to us and tell us what we need to do and how we need to program our life, rather than the voices of our great ancestors, rather than the voices of nature itself. You understand? Now our children are looking at the TV, they're looking at the PlayStation, they're looking at the iPhone, rather than going back to those times where when none of this stuff was around, being able to listen to the air, being able to listen and grab thoughts now, because you are more meditative with nature. You are able to now really speak and get to the tongue of what people say God is. You understand? This is how we, but just going into church, or we go, you know, a lot of times I thought this was it, but we never are able to actually gain access to this organic connection until we start to steal away, going, you know, just as all of you discussed, you know, turning a lot of those energies that serve no purpose off and starting to turn on the ones that will serve us purpose on.
Mm-hmm. Yes. About that, brother. Yes. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I just wanted to take this time out on your beautiful platform. It sounds like you are some definitely conscious and proud Africans over here. But I wanted to take this time out to thank the Arcea, the ancestor, the very great ancestor, our brother Renoko Rashidi, who made the transition on yesterday, and just thankful for his contributions. And
I'm sorry to hear,
you know,
Dr. Renoko Rashidi passed away.
Yes, yeah, he passed away yesterday, sir. And I said, we stand on the shoulders, you know. I feel like a lot of times, and this was, of course, part of our African culture. And I see Ashraquazi, he does the same thing. Before he actually speaks, he makes sure that it's okay with the elders. And a lot of times we want to make sure that it's good with the ancestors. So we definitely do appreciate what he has given us to be able to go forward and have substantial conversations such as these, and to be able to birth more in many conversations. So, like I said, you guys are doing a great job. You know, much power to you on your efforts and everything that you guys do.
Thank you for calling in, brother. I appreciate your comments. Many people have just heard your comments. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Thank you. And
I think, sir,
we have another track. We have another track by the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast from the Shriney, DJ Olasky.
I haven't seen nor ears heard, and I'm all out of words to try and describe. Can't find the metaphors, ways to say I adore. They are more love of my life. California dreaming ever since I found out your name. light awakened the dawn, asking God where you were, and now you're right in my face. Hey baby, you keep me feeling California dreaming ever since I found out your name. I can't imagine life without your magic ever since I saw you that day. You're the apple of my eye, you're the apple of my eye.
Another caller in the queue, caller four. Who am I speaking with? This is Terrence. Strength.
Peace and divine light, Terrence Strength. How are you tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, daughter of Huni?
I am doing
good. How's everything
going? All is well. I'm doing my best. First, I want to congratulate
great.
You. On everything, your success. Happy 2-year anniversary. I gotta tell you that.
Yes.
And it was an honor.
Thank you.
It was such an honor to be able to work with you this year. I really appreciate the opportunity. And you got skills to pay the bills. I have to give it to you. You laid it on me. Everyone, please go back to that replay, May 25th. May 25th. I got to go back. But me and you, that Battle of the Networks was amazing. I loved it. You did an amazing job. And I would like to add to the build on Seth, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Because I love Seth, and he was a very powerful deity. He was one of the hidden forces of nature and one of the three attributes of Anu. And his element is fire. And reading what you read tonight, I was like, oh my gosh, finally some deep spirituality, what we need to the platform. And it's our job. It's difficult sometimes because we deal with facts versus belief. And my job is not to take people away from their belief. My job is to show you another aspect because, like you and the other gentleman before said, we create our own realities. And it's very hard to get that aspect across the table. So I try to tell people, look at it like this. Take belief and break that down. You got B, and then you got lie, and then you got E, which stands for the evolutionary Roman. So B, lied to about evolution, that is the program. And the definition of belief means to accept as truth. Doesn't mean that it is true. You're just accepting it as true. Versus spirituality and facts, what you're delivering tonight, that is, I really appreciate you bringing that because not many of us, not many master teachers come to give us Egypt and Pan-African spiritualism and all of that good stuff that we really need. We need culture on the network, and O&E Dynasty has culture, it has love, it has flavor, it has fire, and I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ray. And this, family, this is the O&E Syndicated Station Battle of the Network Stars champion, Arsette Artoon Ray. She's a worthy successor. I always call her the daughter of Hooney, my mentor. She's a great asset to the network, and we're honored to have her on here. Thanks for calling in, Arsette. When is your next show, by the way?
My next show is August the 17th at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 8 Central on O&E Dynasty.
Outstanding. Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, so I think we have another caller in the queue, I believe. Is there another caller in the queue, brother? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. It's Jarek.
This is Jarek, the gifted one, Thomas. Good evening, Terrence.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm listening to the show. I'm feeling the music tonight. But your topic is definitely something that I wanted to speak to. You said our thoughts create the world that we live in.
Yes.
I learned a valuable lesson today in how we can let people take control over us and they can take our power. And I wanted to express on the air tonight that I am the Lesbian and Gay Task Force activist host on this show. And I want the listeners to know that y'all are going to start hearing better from me. I know I've did some shows that were a little out there, but I'm definitely going to do better with being a better host on this show. And learning from someone like you, Terrence, is giving me energy to move forward. I thank you for everything that you're doing here on O&E. I thank you for your two-year success. I congratulate you on your two-year success, and I wish you more blessings and more opportunities to come, brother. So thank you tonight for everything that you're doing, and you keep putting out the good word. You keep spreading that message of positivity and of love.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, Jarek. When is your next show, Jarek?
My next show is August the 8th at 9:30 here on O&E Stations. You guys call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jarek, the gifted one, Thomas. Terrence, you enjoy the rest of your night, King Brother. And, oh, you better keep playing them beats over there. Keep playing them beats.
Thank you, Jarek. I appreciate that. All right. Thank you. All right. I think we have another caller in the queue. Caller 6, who am I speaking with?
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Terrence, my adopted son.
Bessie, how are you doing?
Hi, my brother. I just want to say congratulations on your two-year reign. You know I'm happy for you. And when I first heard your voice and I heard your first show, I knew you was going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I just want to call and always give my support to you, and I love you dearly. And I appreciate what you bring to the table for the podcast. And I just want to tell you I love you very much.
Thank you, Sister Betsy. I really appreciate it. You know, I love you too. I appreciate it. When is your next show, Sister Betsy?
It's August the 13th. Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll be sure to tune in. I'm sure you have some fire for us.
Yes, I do. All right, brother.
Thank you. All right, and I think we now have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shiny DJ Olasky. Hello.
Can solve it. I ain't gonna hit to break no home. looking for the next one. She's telling everybody you wifey. I ain't no prescription for your issues, but I can tell you one thing tonight. To never hold it down. We know should be a crime how you lie. You need a FaceTime. You hear me last night trying to FaceTime. Dang, she ain't gotta worry about it. All the talk you got is too cheap. You can't afford mine. No, she ain't gotta worry about it. Cause all the talk you got is too cheap. You can't afford mine.
So we want to get back to our trance because I want to move along because there are some sections that I really do want to talk about. So you always know what you are doing, even when you do not realize it. Your eye knows it sees, though it cannot see itself except through the use of reflection. In the same way the world as you see it is a reflection of what you are, a reflection not in glass, but in three-dimensional reality. You project your thoughts, feelings, and expectations outward, then you perceive them as the outside reality. When it seems to you that others are observing you, you are observing yourself from the standpoint of your own projections. Many individuals are completely blind to their own beliefs about themselves and the nature of reality. Your own conscious thoughts will give you excellent clues. Often you will find yourself refusing to accept certain thoughts that come to your mind because they conflict with other usually accepted ideals. Your conscious mind is always trying to give you a clear picture, but you often allow preconceived ideals to block out this intelligence. It has been fashionable to blame the subconscious for personality problems and difficulties, the ideal being that early events charged and mysterious lies there. In this country, several generations grew up believing that the subconscious portions of the personality were reliable, filled with negative energy, and contained only locked up unpleasant episodes best forgotten. They grew up believing that the conscious mind was relatively powerless, that adult experience was set in the days of infancy. These concepts themselves set up artificial divisions. People learned that they should not be aware of subconscious material. The doors to the inner self were to be shut tight. Only lengthy psychoanalysis could or should open them. The normal individual felt that he had best leave such areas alone, so cutting off these portions of the self, barriers were also set up against the joy of the inner, spontaneous self. People felt divorced from the core of their own reality. The concept of original sin was a very poor, limited, and distorted one, but at least along with it went rather simple procedures. Through baptism, you might be saved, or through certain words or sacraments or ritual redemptions could be found. Now, very quickly, because I know I'm going to get another caller. Now, let me give you a brief example of a core belief, family. It is a blanket belief. Human nature is inherently evil. This is a core belief. About it would spring events that only serve to reinforce it. Experiences, both personal and global, will come into the perception of a person who holds this belief that will only serve to deepen it further. From all the infallible physical data of newspapers, televisions, letters, and private communication, he or she will concentrate only upon those issues that prove that point. Suspicion of others will grow, to say nothing about the individual's personal distrust. the belief will reach into the most intimate areas of his or her life, and finally, no evidence will seem to be available to disprove it. This is a sample of an invisible core belief at its worst. A person holding it would not trust a mate, family, friends, colleagues, country, or the world in general. So I want to make a comment. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Sister Bessie interviewed an activist, Dr. Palmer, and I was extremely impressed with that interview and how he answered a couple of questions, because the way he answered those questions, they were totally in alignment with what Seth says. So I want to read what Dr. Palmer said in response to the question. I'm not going to read the question that was asked, but I'm going to read what he said. And this guy is like over 80 years old, I believe. Okay, I was extremely impressed by him. So about beliefs, this is what Dr. Palmer said, and I quote, "The thing that we have to remember when it comes to racism or colonialism and classism are systems of belief. These are belief systems that are pushed into reality. And what happens is that they become the reality of the races, the classes, or the colonists, and then become the reality of the people that are oppressed. But people who are oppressed and believe they are oppressed have to first look at how successful the oppressor was in getting them to buy into the idea, the belief system of oppression. Black people need to look at how we continue to perpetuate the ideas of racism. For instance, one of the comments that he made was, white people are powerful. The majority of white people are not powerful. 1% or 3% of the world's population controls 97% of the wealth. 72% of America is white, 13% is African American, 16% is Hispanic or Latino. So what happens is that there is this notion of real power where it comes from, and I believe is the people who have control of the army or money or et cetera. That's 1% of the population at about 350 million people. So where do we get this idea that the average white person has all this power? They don't. There is an assumption or a belief that all white people have power over all black people. Until black people break away from that assumption, that belief will become a reality. The way to overcome racism is not to participate in it or become a victim of it. The way to overcome colonialism is to reject the colonial notion or idea. So somebody has created these ideas, but you have to have people who are willing to participate in it. So you have to constantly keep talking about deprogramming yourselves and not be a willing participant in that process. Now, here's Dr. Palmer's response to the second question. And I quote, "The idea that you have to have land, the idea that you have to have an army, the idea that you have to have all of these material things that he just enumerated is a false notion. The majority of people do not have these things. The reality is, if you continue to use these definitions and assumptions that people who have oppressed you, then you are contributing to the oppression. I don't buy this idea of identity politics. I don't believe in the fact of my blackness. Blackness in many ways became a reaction to whiteness. The idea of race is a Western notion or a Western concept. It was never an African language, European language, or Asian language, or et cetera. I want to make a sidebar to that, because that whole term racism is not a biological term. It was coined in the Department of Education in Europe. It has nothing to do with biology. We have different ethnic groups. So the whole racist was invented as a way of separating people, one who thought that they were more inferior than somebody else. But when people are oppressed, and all of us are at one time or another, and we will not examine ourselves and how that they are contributing to their oppression. I mean, most people would never have $1 million. They would never own more than one property. They are never going to own an army. That includes the gangbangers in the hood. We continue to look at the definition of power by the very people who are our enemies. And I look at my humanity. Even my blackness is nothing more than an internal effort for something higher. Amazing he said that. It cannot be told on my tombstone, here lies a man who fought the good fight for blacks, died black, and was buried black. What about his humanity? What about his soul? In search of my own identity, I'm in search of my soul. I'm not interested in trying to replicate others who have more than I have and others who use what they have to overpower me and or control others. Slavery begins or ends in our minds. Notwithstanding the fact that we have had chains and lynchings and stabbings and shootings, but a lot of this is really in our minds. I'm free because I choose to be free, and I choose to fight and free my mind from these colonial ideals and these racist ideals. And you have to realize that the oppressor can never be successful unless he has the participation of the oppressed. Hello? You have a track for me?
No, I do not. I have in Ghosty Turn. Listen, tonight is a expression of views. That's what Only Dynasty is about. A lot of times they come off abrasive, or sometimes come off, you know, hey, welcome home. But whatever you choose, what night you choose, we're the greatest internet radio network of all time. We don't allow anyone to be censored on their shows. Jared Thomas said something tonight that really moved me. And he said, I need to grow up. I'm listening. I want to be better. He represents the gay and lesbian task force community, community that has been downtrodden for years. He will be that voice. Our Senator Ray came on tonight and loved everything you said. Genesis Morris Kemp came on with her positivity. And Sister Bessie the Truther just loves you. And we love you too. And I'm talking from the World Wide Web. Congratulations to Terra Strength on its 35th O&E syndicated station all-time connection record. The first challenge since his second show when he garnered on his third show a championship. Congratulations, sir, for your outstanding performances all of these years. He is also the 2020 Sonya Griffin Award winner, which is the only new host of the year, literally. Amanda has garnered, before tonight, 33 consecutive all-time connection records. Now, just think about that for a second. This man went from 2019 to 2021 with championships, and tonight he proved to the world that he's still that same boy. He's still that same champion. For all you folks out there that are looking for him, that have a drought, guess what? I hope you didn't bet money because you just lost your house. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we have a young lady that's coming on and our intern, Miss Ava Holly, a great variety show and, you know, a commitment to excellence. The legacy continues. The O&E host intern show featuring Ava Holly tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Devil Nation is advertising the O&E, which is on Ladelli and Ghosty Enterprise. Reach the course at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime One at devnet.com. We're in Ghosty Time, both on Twitter and Instagram. Ladelli and Ghosty at Paris, Google Plus. Ladelli and Malaria Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page. Know Your Rights, as well as the historic Devly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oh, Lay Day Lay, that it goes with my, and gmail.com. And I am the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for DJ in 2019 and producer in 2021. But most important, y'all, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Deli Malewa and Ghosty saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Voice Radio that supports on a constant basis, y'all. They've been saying it for a long time. I want to thank all the folks that really call in on a constant basis. throughout all controversies. Understand through controversy, you made us great. How about that? For all the negative vibes that you think that we had, but we're still family regardless, I want to thank you. I know a lot of folks out there want to, you know, want to be feces starters. But guess what? I told you we're the best. I told you every single host from Insider to Hall of Famers are the greatest you ever heard. My God. Worship being spirit and truth. And now back to Terra Strength. You got 2 minutes left to go in the program.
Thank you, brother. So I want to thank everyone for chiming in and making comments about this Seth topic. I wasn't quite finished. I'm almost finished and everything. But I just wanted to give you guys a taste of Seth and what he was about so that you guys can look into that further. And I want to remind you guys that we create our reality. We create what we look like. We create what people see. We create what we feel like. And it's all based on our beliefs. And you must challenge your beliefs, family. You must. You should be changing your beliefs like furniture. So I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Brother Oladeli. This is my 2-year anniversary. It's been a great ride. And I will see you guys. I guess I will see you guys in a month from now. And we will talk some more. And I will try to bring some more topics that can help to move us further in our expansion. Remember, family, always, always know your strength. Thank you.